G'day guys, Alex here back on the Full Press Radio Network with another United Overseas podcast. I'm out of words. I can't put it to words exactly what I'm feeling right now after that game against Tottenham. Look, we went down 3-0. Very poor, very, very poor second half. Cost us in the end and conceded three goals, I feel, that were very, very manageable to, not concede. The disappointing thing is our first half started, really, really brightly. I feel for that first half, we played the game on our terms. We dominated the midfield. We created plenty of chances going forward. We were really defensively sound. I think, Smalling played, extremely well in that first half. Luke Shaw, again, played really well in the first half. We were really sound back there. In the midfield, Fred was really bright. Lingard was really bright as well. And, we played the game on our terms. We had complete control of Tottenham. They, besides a couple of times where Tottenham got in, they looked rattled. We had them on the back ropes, and we just didn't make them pay. We didn't put the ball in the back of the net. We had that golden chance by Lukaku, to put the ball in the back of the net pretty early, and go up 1-0, and the game changes from there. If that goes in, that changes the course of it. And you never know, the game could have opened up even more for us and we could have put more goals instead of actually conceding goals. But that's a whole different story. So that first half was really bright, and then, I don't know what was said at halftime or what happened, but that second half came, and it was a completely different United team. Like, I understand we were taking plenty of shots. We had 23 shots in the entire game, I think, for only 6 or 7 on target. But, it just looked like a completely different attitude by the players in that second half. Where the first half we were very defensively sound, the second half we were leaving gaps. We weren't strong. Just some of the decision making, like the first goal. I'm not 100% sure if Jones was injured at that point, but you got to be stronger there. You got to hold your ground more. You can't let Harry Kane, get that position and then get in the air and put a head to it, because, for his height and his size, more times than not, that ball's hitting the back of the net more than anything. So that was a very manageable goal to stop. I don't know if it was the positioning, but it probably was at the same time. You got to be goal side. You got to be a lot stronger. You can't let a guy just, push you out and jump over you like that and expect, a goal not to be kicked, which, Anyways, that second goal, how Eriksen was, that it was a brilliant pass by Trippier, we'll give him that. But how Eriksen was in that much room still baffles me. A guy like Eriksen who can pick out a pass and create the way that he does, how did he find himself in acres of space on that wing to, you know, look and have time to cut back to Lucas Moura, who put that goal in basically straight after, you know, Kane's first goal? And that was the game. That was game done then. I know they scored that third goal at the end with Lucas Moura kicking another one. You know, he had a sublime game, Lucas Moura. He killed us in that second half, and, you know, I guess his reward for effort was kicking those two goals. And, you know, that third goal could have been stopped as well if Smalling doesn't go to ground too quickly. And, you know, we're a lot stronger there. Same thing with the second goal as well. We don't let Eriksen get in that much acre of space. You know, that play doesn't happen. And that ability to pick out that pass doesn't come to fruition. So from that end, you know, yeah, absolutely no words for that. That was quite poor, unfortunately, by the players. And, you know, I know going forward, as I said before, we took 23 shots, but I guess it's not the fact that we were taking shots. It's the lack of creativity and the lack of inventiveness going forward that, you know, kind of frustrates me to a sense. Like, we seem to be going, you know, that's Jose's style, loves going down the wings and crossing in a lot and stuff. But you gotta try something, you know, different at times too. You gotta try and, you know, be aggressive, you know, take on players, you know, get the likes of Lukaku and Lingard trying to run, you know, in and behind with some, you know, quick, nifty little passes. Just little things like that. Just the creativity looks just a bit out of whack at the moment. And, you know, the cohesion, you know, of the group as a whole, it just looks really poor at the moment. They just don't look like a group that, you know, wants to win or even knows how to win. There's, you know, we saw the contrast of two teams where the first half is a team that if you put a goal or two in the back of the net, you know, that's a team that can open the floodgates and, you know, really put teams to the sword. But then you saw the contrast of the other side of United where one goal gets conceded and everyone's head goes down and it's just, everything is just gone out the window. And as soon as that goal went in, everyone's head went down and, you know, obviously memories of last week came back to them, and it was just repetitive mistakes over and over again that you just can't do in the Premier League. And, you know, for a top club like United, it just can't happen. It really can't. And I'm still searching for answers. No matter what, you know, I love this club. I love Manchester United. And through all the tough times and the good times, I'm going to stick by this group. And we as United fans really need to stick by the club, stick by Jose as coach, and just stick by everything, because, you know, I feel like with these simple mistakes, you know, fixed and not being made, we can turn this around. We can fix this. And it's only 3 games out of a 36-game season that we're in so far. So there's still 33 games to go. There's still a long time to go. It's just unfortunate we're in a position now where we're already 6 points behind the likes of Liverpool and Chelsea and so on and so forth on the and Tottenham as well, I should say now, on the ladder. So, yeah, we're not putting ourselves in a fantastic position at the moment. But again, like I said, we've still got time to fix this. Still got plenty of time. I'll be worried if we're halfway through the season and we're still at this rate behind. So, yeah, just got to stick tight with them. Got to believe in them, and you know, have faith that this will turn around. So, Anyways, I'll go through the players that played, and I'll, you know, give them a rating and give them my review. So, De Gea, he's his usual self, but the three goals that were conceded, he couldn't do much. You know, can't put the blame on the goalkeeper for not stopping those sort of goals, because, you know, the defence in front of him has got to do a much better job. So I give De Gea a 6. Wasn't his best game. He played an okay game, but, you know, it looks bad for him because he conceded 3 goals, but I don't necessarily think it's 3 goals that are his fault. So, yeah, that's my rating for De Gea. Valencia, yeah, I give him a 5. He had his good moments, you know, especially in that first half. He got down the wing, you know, that right wing, plenty of times, made a good option, but, you know, the second half came and, you know, the entire defense didn't play well at all. So, you could see Valencia was still unfit. It's his first game back. He needs a couple games just to get back into the swing of things again. So, he'll be okay. But yeah, that's my rating for Valencia. Smalling, yeah, look, he was United's best defender on the night, even though he wasn't, you know, fantastic. He was by far United's best defender, especially in the first half. He looked very composed. Made a couple good tackles. You know, was strong in the air. Knew what he wanted to do. He played well in that first half. The second half, for the most part, he played well. Made that crucial mistake that conceded the third goal with going to ground too early. So, yeah. Smalling, he did well, and I give him a 6 as well. He did all he could, but still the mistakes, just costly mistakes. Phil Jones, he had his moments. He has his moments all the time. He got injured, but that first goal that was conceded, he should have done a lot better. That it was poor positioning, it was poor body work. He let Kane bully him, and you can't have that. So, look, I give Jones a 4. I don't think he was okay, but I don't think he was great by any means. And obviously, the injury doesn't help. So, can't do much about that. Luke Shaw, yeah, I give Luke Shaw a 7. I thought he was really good down that left side, and he just kept going. He kept trying, you know, to make something happen. And, you know, defensively, he did well down on that side. And as I said before, going forward, he looked brilliant. He was putting in crosses. He was actually trying to, you know, take on his opposite number and take on the defenders and, you know, try and build something for United. So, he was brilliant again, Luke Shaw, and he's been our best defender by far this season so far, hence why, you know, he's still in the team, and he, you know, deservedly still deserves to be there. So the good thing is he looks like he's just gaining in confidence down there, and we just need the rest of defence to stick with him and have that confidence. So, yeah, that's Luke Shaw. Ander Herrera, yeah, I give him a 5. The first half, he had his good moments, but he looked lost at the same time. He looked lost whether he was to play in the middle or if he had to drop back in to play as the third defender, the third centre back, I should say. And you could see it at those times, you know, if it wasn't for that lucky dive with Dele Alli, Tottenham would have had a goal already. And that's just, you know, it's bad positioning on all fronts. That experiment didn't work. He looked lost. He wasn't playing his natural game. And, you know, that's tough. Can't expect much more of a guy who's unsure exactly where he's meant to be playing and who's never done that before. So, yeah, can't do much about that. So that's my Herrera rating. Pogba, yeah, look, I think he was quite poor during the game. I give him a 4. He lost the ball way too many times. He just looked unaware of how many players were actually around him when he got the ball, and lost it way too many times. He had a couple good moments where he played a couple good passes and, you know, had a couple good shots, but overall, yeah, nowhere near the level we need him to be. And, you know, I'm not sure what's happening, because we saw the Pogba at the World Cup that absolutely bossed the midfield and ran the show for France. And then he comes to United and it's an opposite player. So, you know, one would speculate, but I still believe he has enough talent to turn this around. And I think he will turn it around. It's just, yeah, it's frustrating at the moment. So that's Pogba. Fred, yeah, I give Fred a 6. I think, especially in the first half, he played really, really well. Almost kicked that goal in 10 seconds, similar to what, you know, Eriksen did last year against us. But, Fred tried all night. He might have lost the ball a couple of times, but there was other moments of brilliance where he took on some players and played some, you know, good passes and made some key defensive stops. I think in that midfield, he kept trying all night, and you know, you can't ask for more than that in what was inevitably a disappointing second half for everyone. So yeah, that's my Fred rating. Matic, yeah, I give him a 4 as well. He looked so unfit. He could barely run. Again, he was very slow with the ball at his feet. He made too many mistakes. He was unaware of how many defenders were around him, like Pogba was. Was just very slow with it. He wasn't defending how well we know he can defend. And I just put that down to a lack of fitness. He just didn't look ready. I think he was rushed back in because of, you know, how we've been going the past couple of weeks. But you can't rush guys in after injury and expect them just to, you know, perform at 100% straight away, especially after a grueling World Cup and surgery that he had, mind you. So yeah, he looked very unfit, and you know, it showed. It definitely showed. Lukaku, yeah, I'll give him a 5. He had his moments as well. He tried. I wish for his sake that he would have put that golden chance away in the first half, because that could have really, not one, just set the tone for him, but secondly, set the tone for the team and set the tone of the game that could have turned out very, very differently. You know, He made some decent runs. He had a few shots. He tried. But, you know, as our leading man, he's got to put away his chances. He had not just that golden chance where he went around Lloris and missed, but he had another two or three good chances, I reckon, that he could have easily scored a goal. So, yeah, not the most fantastic game, but he at least still tried, and, you know, that's all we needed. He just needs to keep firing those shots, because eventually they're going to go in the back of the net. So, yeah, that's my rating for Lukaku. Lingard, I give him a 7. I thought he was brilliant. He won the ball back a fair amount of times. He just kept running. He kept going. He kept providing an option. He kept getting into very good positions without much reward. You know, he's a live wire, Lingard. He gets around the pitch. He runs hard. He makes options, and he just kept going the entire game. And, you know, that's all we could have expected from him. And he did it well. He was by far not one of our worst players by any means. Again, in a poor second half, doesn't look as good, but. Yeah, he played very well, Lingard, and is definitely deserving to start next week for sure. So that's my ratings for, I guess, the starting 11. I'm not going to rate the guys who came off the bench because they only played 30 minutes. It's nowhere near enough to judge them over a full game. So yeah, so next week we head off to Turf Moor to face again another struggling team in Burnley who will be looking to bounce back. They lost 4-2 to Fulham on the weekend, and they're not their usual self at the moment. Burnley, they were set out last year as a very, very strong and organised defensive team, and they've leaked goals early this season, just like what we have. They're not their usual selves at the moment, and again, neither are we. So this could potentially be a chance for us to just get back on track and, you know, put some goals on the board. And, you know, and just play a bit more of a better defensive game than we did against Tottenham. So, yeah, I feel confident that we can get back on track against Burnley. We typically have a pretty good record over there at Turf Moor. So, I just think that with the right tactics and the players with the right attitude on the pitch and working together as a unit and, you know, cutting out those silly little repetitive mistakes that we keep making on the, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, we can fix this. We can get our season back on track with a win. And I just feel this could be the week where it happens. The players have got to step up. You know, Jose cops all the heat, you know, whether you want to call it fair or not, that's completely your opinion. Everyone sees it different, but the players really need to they need to step up now. They need to be accountable for their actions. They can't keep making these mistakes. Plain and simple, they can't keep letting teams getting them behind them. They can't keep letting teams get good positions on them. I'm not expecting the perfect game, because it's rare you see a perfect game, but you got to do a lot better in the chances that you're given, and a lot better on the other side of it where denying the opposition chances. And I feel like we can do that against Burnley. My early prediction would be, I think we can win this game, and I'm going to say we're going to win the game 2-1. will be a very tough game. Again, Burnley, they're struggling as well. They're going to be looking for a win, and what better way for them to, you know, win a game down at their home. So they're going to come out firing as well, and United, you know, they need to expect that. So they need to weather the storm and bring a storm of their own to Burnley. So I feel that we can do that. The players have just got to work a lot better together and just cut those silly mistakes out, I should say. We do that, yeah, no doubt we're going to win. We have enough quality on that in that side that we should be winning games like this. And if it all finally comes together and the players start doing things, you know, start doing it all together, we'll get our second win for the season for sure. And I'm confident we can do it. Yeah, that's it for the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I will see you guys in our next segment where we will talk after the Burnley game and discuss our next opponent as well after that. So thanks for listening again, guys, and I will see you in the next segment. See ya.